I sent it. Oh, that's really perfect. Okay, so CT, it is being recorded. Everybody should know. And later I'll have a link if anyone wants it. I could send it, but it's mostly if people miss the call. But anyone who wants the link, I'll send it. Let's see, Richard, CT, go on your email and look for the agenda. Look for an email for me at around 5:30. Okay.
Who? It's in the other room, but I'm hooked up over here.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter.
Sorry that I haven't.
Who did you send it to, Marcia? Because I didn't receive it.
You know, I probably might have left you out. I didn't mean to leave you out. No, I did send it to you. I might have just screwed up, Dave. So what I'll do is right now, unless someone else can send it to Dave, I'll do that. Let's see. How do I do that? I want to minus it, and I'm about to forward it to you. Okay, Dave?
Okay.
Oh, shoot. I don't want to do this. How did I get to trash? I'm not really good at the computer. Agenda. Okay, so here it is. Anybody else not get it? I know I didn't send it to John Britton or Frank, but maybe someone else sent it to you, right?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? Okay. So, Dave, I'm sending it to you right now.
Yeah, Natalie sends it to me. Marcia, thank you.
That's perfect. See, it's not sending. Come on, there you go. All right, so we're missing Maureen. We're missing a few people. But I think I'll start. Yeah.
No. This is Mike Preisner in L.A. I just read.
Mike? Who is it?
Mike Preisner in Los Angeles.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I don't even have you on my list. Let me get back to what I'm doing here. So, Mike, oh, gosh.
Cindy's not on the call, is she, Cindy Gordon?
Oh, she's Cindy Gordon or Cindy Sheehan, as far as I know.
Sheehan is on the call, of course, because I'm the one that's Target.
Good. Maybe.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. So I have Mike, Natalie, Dee Dee, Dave, Alex, John Britton, Richard Becker, CT. Who do I not have?
Kevin just came on.
Kevin, Cindy,
Cindy Gordon has a meeting at 7 o'clock for the L.A. County. That's why I thought she might not be on the call.
Mike from L.A. What is your name?
Michael Preisner is with Answer in L.A., I think.
Okay. Michael P. with a P? Is that your last name is with
yes.
a P? Okay, great. Well, we have someone from L.A. That's good. Well, Cindy will be able to listen to the call. I think we should get started. If someone else comes, we'll add you onto the list of attendees. I hope everybody took a look at the email. Is there anyone who didn't get it?
Marcia,
did you send that? Marcia?
Yes.
I just forwarded it to Mike, John, and Frank. It was a later one, so you guys should all have it.
Okay, great. So I thought I'd run through this, but do topic and then take questions or comments as we go along. Does that sound good to people?
Yes.
All right. So the first thing.
Excuse me, Marcia, this is Cindy.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion because there are a lot of people on the call? Can everyone who is not speaking at the time mute your phone, do *6 and mute it? And then if you, when Marcia calls on you or calls for questions, then if you have, you know, something to say, you can unmute it because if these phones aren't muted, it causes some terrible background interference. So if you *6, you mute your phone, and to unmute it to talk, you *6 again. But Marcia, you don't *6 because you're
No,
not.
No, I, 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 Sometimes I'm accused of talking too much, but this time I have to.
Okay, Marcia, I am going to mute myself, so if you need me, call on me and I will unmute.
So what I'll do is when I'm finished with each topic, I'll, like, stop for a couple minutes and wait for people to unmute. If they have, I'll say, are there any questions, and I'll wait a few minutes before I go on to the next topic. I hear everybody pressing buttons. So the first topic is getting petitions. Oh, also, at some point, I want to give Natalie a chance or someone from PSL to talk about if we want to talk about getting Natalie's petitions, too, because this is really about getting Cindy's petitions, and some people only volunteered for Cindy's campaign, but I think everybody on this call, or almost everybody, will probably do both. So getting petitions. There are two ways to get petitions. One is to get it from your own county registrar, in which case you get an authorization, and I just mailed one today for Natalie and Richard and people in San Francisco to the PSL office. It's a form that's signed by Cindy that will authorize you to go to your county registrar and take out papers for her. I'm not quite sure whether Cindy has to take out her own papers yet for you to do that, but Cindy and I plan to take the registrar by, say, 10 Thursday. The 29th off completely. It's a Friday, whatever that Friday is. So that's one way. The other way is for after Cindy and I get her petitions, I'll come home and scan them and email them to people. Some of the registrars want you to take out the petitions in your own county. Most of them will just accept the copy. So the easiest thing is for you to just wait to get the copy. I can send you an authorization and also send you a copy, and you can figure out which one you have to use. You have to get that information from your own voter registrar. The wrinkle will be when you go to collect from people who come from other counties. But because more and more the registrars are letting you use that copy, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters where the petition originates. L.A. has been the sticky one. L.A. has been the one that has historically required the petitions to be taken out there. And I just sent the authorization to Cindy and Gary Gordon to do that in Los Angeles. Some people I have on there, I still need info from some of you. I think, Alex, I need you to send me your name as registered to vote and your snail mail address, although I might be sending the authorization to Miriam Clark, who doesn't live far from you. I just need to get you two coordinated and figure out how you're going to split up this job, okay? So now I'm going to wait a couple minutes, since I need to catch my breath anyway, and see if there are any questions on this topic of getting petitions.
CC Sec.
Maureen Sec.
Okay, start with CC.
Yeah, I did go to the registrar's office today, and talk to them, and they will accept either. If they will take, all the petitions are now standardized by the Secretary of State, and so the county will be blank, and you have to fill the county in for whatever person is signing it. So if someone picked up in Solano County, and I pick up some in Sacramento County, and somebody picks some up in L.A. County, if there's any of them that have Sacramento and the signer is from Sacramento County, they can all be mailed to me, and I will turn them in, and it doesn't matter which registrar or voter signed them for
the
our
corner.
County anyway.
You mean in the corner. Right. For your
yeah.
county, it doesn't matter where they originate, and that's true
correct.
For most of them.
Right.
I don't know if L.A. changed their rules. That was the only sticky one that I remember. Okay, CT, you're a little ahead of us, but that's okay. You've covered some things that are later in the agenda.
Okay.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Maureen?
Yeah, I found out that our registrar voters office is only opened a couple hours on Friday the 27th. And I'm not volunteering to call all the registrars of voters, but if it's important, I can call a bunch probably tomorrow before I head out of town and send that information out. But it looks like only the ones that are listed on your original list are ones that we're concerned about. That's my question. What registrars of vote to find out, because of cutbacks, it might be like Santa Cruz County, where normally they would have been off on that Friday, but instead they're going to be open a couple hours.
I'm going to email scan copies on that Friday, and hopefully everybody will be able to use those. But you do need to find out ahead of time. Each person should find out what their own registrar will accept. But Maureen, if you want to call a bunch of them and report back, that would help.
I'm trying to find out, number one, are they even going to be open? It seems to me they should have to be open, but... I think they should have to be open because of the because of this election coming up and people taking out papers. But that was a kind of a surprise. So I have to make an appointment for the 27th. But I could try to call a bunch and send that information to you to send out to everybody, because I can't send it out to everybody. I don't have everybody's email. But I can
right,
send
I
it to you.
Sharing emails. We should probably share emails. I've been really careful about blind copying, and I probably shouldn't be. Maureen, the most important county at this point is Solano County.
Okay.
Solano, we want to find out, before I go up there with Cindy, I want to find out if I should make the trip. We're open on Friday the 27th.
Right. Okay.
Our
Solano's number one to call. That's I put. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I'll do as many as I can, but I'm not promising enough. I'm not promising 20 or 30.
Well, most people could do their own, but Solano's like job one. So if you could,
okay.
That's really helpful.
And I have to call others. Those aren't just, there's more I have to call. I'm going to mute myself back now.
Right. The ones at this point, the ones we really have to worry about are the counties we have volunteers for. The counties we don't have volunteers for, which are going to try to get volunteers, but we don't have to worry about them so much at first. Anything else on
Jeff Stack? Jeff Stack, will you be sending, I'm getting a lot of static, will you be sending, is that me or somebody else?
I don't know, just talk, it's not so bad.
Okay. Will you be sending a copy of Cindy's and Sheehan's letter of authorization so that we're allowed to pick up?
I am waiting for you, CT, to send me your name as registered to vote, and then I will send it to you. I have an authorization ready. I can't send it to you until I know your name.
It's CT Weber.
And with periods, could you just send me an email, CT? It's not so hard. I asked everybody to do that, like four times or so.
I didn't see it. Okay.
I'm sorry. I should not be sharp with people. You're also good. Okay. Just send me an email. Humor me, okay? I don't, it's good to hear from me. I do have your address. Don't worry about that, unless you moved. Yes, I am sending authorizations. I have all these authorizations to send.
And can I get that from Natalie also, whoever?
I have sent Natalie a blank copy of an authorization form. And Natalie, you should make a whole bunch of copies, and we'll get it together and tell you who to mail them to, okay?
There may be their own people here, I hope, too. So.
Yeah, but there are people in counties. They don't have people in every county, so we definitely want to do Natalie's petitions, too. Everybody, there's someone from all the counties that I have that'll do Natalie's petition. So I need to get with Natalie and get Or I'll just tell her where to mail the authorization. That'll be the easiest thing. Just to everybody.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to write that down. Do that. Mail Natalie's authorization. Or send Natalie addresses. Mail authorization. And she could do that. Send Natalie's names and addresses. To send okay, I can't spell. I'll figure that later. Okay. All right. So that's it for number one, I think. And Natalie, definitely get on the phone when we're not talking about you and there's something that we need to do for your campaign.
Okay.
Send Natalie, send to Natalie, so I'm not confused here. Names and addresses to send her authorization. Okay. Getting and keeping volunteers. Getting the volunteers is one thing. This is really more about keeping the ones you get. People have to, like, hit up people they know and do it at meetings. I know that there was a sign-up sheet at a meeting in San Francisco, a program for Cindy and something else, and Food Not Bombs, and John Rieger made a sign-up sheet. So I asked him to put, it didn't have location of the person on the sign-up sheet, and I asked him to add that, because you're going to get people to sign up from different places. So I'm going to send a copy of that sign-up sheet for everybody, because what you want to do is sign up people who volunteer and get their contact information so you don't lose track of them. You want to keep in contact with those people. Like, once you get them their petition, call them every week or so and see how they're doing. If you can, you can do a training session for your volunteers. Cindy Gordon is going to be doing one Sunday in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and she said that she would make her training materials available. So we'll have some kind of packet everybody can use. And then we need an instruction sheet for our volunteers, and that's why I sent that thing from the Millionaires Tax Campaign. It's their instruction sheet. We need to make our own instruction sheet. And later I'm going to be asking if I can have a volunteer to do that. If nobody here can volunteer, Michelle, who can't be on the call, might be willing to do that. And I might be able to get to it next week. I'm kind of did all I could do right for the minute. So that's what I have for getting volunteers. I'd really love for people to share ideas about how to get volunteers, because that's something everybody's going to want to do. So now I'm going to open up this topic and wait a few minutes for people to unmute. Are you guys still there? Hello?
Marcia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I thought I lost everybody.
Okay. Well, without any action on my part, I got muted, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, so I just managed to unmute myself. It is essential for, to go back to the previous subject, which I couldn't get through on.
Okay, go ahead.
It is essential for Cindy Sheehan to take out the papers before others at least finish filing the paperwork for taking out papers in L.A. and whatever other counties, because they do check.
Yeah, we plan to do it as soon as I can get to her house in the morning on Friday and take her to the Fairfield. It'll just take, you know, actually, there shouldn't be so much going on.
Okay, and there may be an attorney general candidate. I'm supposed to be meeting with people on Saturday about that, but we'll get to that later. That's for later. And if so, it'll simply be a matter of getting those papers taken out and then sent around. And I forget what my other point was, so never mind. Okay.
All right, so people are being asked to mute themselves, and I can see why. Who's that?
Cindy.
Which Cindy?
Cindy Gordon in LA.
Okay, I'm going to add you to the list of attendees. Cindy, we're on topic number two, getting in volunteers.
Right, on getting volunteers. LA's website has a whole page dedicated to 100 for 100 people's power petition campaign. It has a response box that people can fill out with their email and phone number so that it gets submitted to us. I sent this to Bob Richards 7 weeks ago so that it could also appear on the statewide website and so that we could be developing a collection of volunteers statewide. I don't know what happened to that. I'll resend it if you want.
So maybe Dee Dee can tell us, is it on the, is it on Cindy's website, Cindy Sheehan's website? Oh, we're getting a lot of noise, aren't we?
Hi, this is Dee. No, I was waiting for it to go up on the Susan's website. Did you just say that it's up there now?
It's on the Los Angeles Peace and Freedom website. So
okay.
It needs to be resent to Bob Richards for the Peace and Freedom, for the statewide Peace and Freedom website.
Okay, I will resend that tonight if I, tonight.
Okay, good.
Very early this morning or something.
And maybe also send it to Georgia since she picked up some stuff.
Yeah, send it to both of them.
Okay, cool.
The other thing that we have is on, I have a spreadsheet from Cindy Sheehan's website of who volunteered, and some of them volunteered for petitioning, but most of them just volunteered for other stuff because they volunteered before there was petitioning. So I was going to go through that and send people the names of people in their counties, but it might be a better idea for you to just send that. People can pick out their own volunteers. I'm wondering if that would be okay, Dee Dee, if I did that.
I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Okay, yes, but that's way easier for me. I don't have to do the work. Everybody can just look on the thing, find their volunteers from their area, and contact them. Even if they volunteered, if they said they volunteered to work in an office or lick stamps or knock on doors, they just didn't know about, you know, just ask them would they do this petitioning. So that's another way. So we're still working on volunteers. Is there anyone who wants to work on that instruction sheet, you know, for... Cindy Gordon, are you doing something like that, an instruction sheet with kind of pointers for people who are collecting signatures?
Yes.
Okay, so good. Well, I sent something. I don't know what opening
you do whatever I come up with, and if you find that stuff needs to be added, subtracted, edited, or inserted, go for it.
That's great. Cindy, I don't know if you got what I sent about an hour or so ago.
Yeah, I did. I haven't had time to look at it. We are we were driving to the LA County meeting, so I'll see it when I see it.
Right, there's an attachment on there, two pages at the front and back, of the instruction sheet for signature gatherers for millionaires tax, and you could quibble out of that stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, anything else on volunteers?
Okay, I was just going to say, and maybe this is just the obvious, but I think it's helpful if people go in teams and if people, you know, set goals and if they have good places to petition. In other words, I just mean, you know, if it's an encouraging, rewarding kind of thing for people, I think as far as the petitioning goes, that's an enormous factor in whether people continue. I mean, many people are not used to petitioning. They're not used to approaching people and so forth. And particularly if it's a new experience for them, I think, you know, those factors are very important.
So you said set goals, go in teams, and what was the other one?
To find places that it's, you know, where that it's good. Good places.
Very good. Thank you.
Maureen Stack.
Go ahead, Maureen.
Like I said at the last meeting, I think that checking calendars like IndyMedia, any groups that put out calendars of events, and your, you know, local papers. I don't think you, well, in Santa Cruz, we can't go by, you know, just demonstrations and things that are very political, but there may be meetings, and you can keep a calendar of the meetings coming up and make sure that people, you know, go to those if meetings and events that are coming up that people can plan ahead to go to. And, you know, there'll probably be something every night of the week.
Yeah, actually, movies are good. So, you know, there are political movies or even movies like the new Dave Van Ronk movie. You never know. Because there are long lines for movies on weekend nights. So
that's good.
Take a flashlight because it's dark. I actually find that I get the most signatures when I just remember as long if I have the petition. If I don't have the petition, I don't get signatures. So I just take it to my Tai Chi class or when I go for walks. But, of course, I live in Berkeley, and there's a, you know, there's, I just run into people all the time that just sign the petition, and they do. So think about that. Just always have it with you. And that's what we have to tell people, too. Because if you start with your friends, you'll have success at the beginning.
Alex here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Alex.
Oh, yeah, because I was trying to talk before, and like, I guess nobody can hear me. But so I was wondering, so let's say I get approved to take the papers out from the local registrar of voters. If I want to sign, if I have like people that want to volunteer, do they have to become approved, or I just hand them the petition?
You, if you have people that no, the only thing you need the authorization for is to go to your registrar and take out the petition. What they're not issued to you personally, actually. They're, I mean, they are, but they don't have your name on them. Once
okay,
you get,
but then I could give it to somebody that's that wants to volunteer just without them.
That's right, but please have a list and keep track of who you give them to so
sure.
That you can check on them later. Because we'll get to that. We'll get to turning in the petition, which I don't think I did. Oh, I didn't put that on this list, but you're going to want to, the coordinator is going to try to keep track of all the petitions that you give to other people and make sure they're filled out right and turn them in and keep track of how many you turned in so then we, and report that to me. So, because we want to have some idea of how we're doing as we go along. We don't want to just say at the last minute go, gee, I wonder if we have, you know, 50 signatures or 5 million. We want to have an idea. So that was a good question, Alex, that once you get the petitions, and actually you may get them or Miriam Clark might get them. More than one person shouldn't get, you know, only one person should take them out at the county level. Or you could probably, in San Diego, you need to ask your registrar, you can probably just use the one that I email you that Cindy takes out. But it's best for you to check with your registrar and see what they want you to do.
Can we get a list of the volunteer coordinators so that we know?
Well, that's what I'm going to get to that when we get to support.
Okay.
Because I haven't been sharing emails and stuff, and I think I should, but I'm just worried about someone freaking out that I shared their email. I'm just careful about that.
A note on the taking out the petitions.
Yes.
Usually if they will accept petitions from the issuing county where the candidate lives, they will not issue them for their specific county.
Well, some will, some won't. CT
yeah.
Said would in San Diego. It's not for their specific county. You can probably use it in other counties, too. I think you can do either one, but you're right, Kevin. Some of the registrars will just say, no, I'm not going to do that. Just use a copy.
That's what Riverside Now says.
Okay, well, then you know, but not everybody knows what their county requires. They're all like little systems. They're getting more standardized, maybe, but they really all have their own little rules. All right, so we were still doing volunteers or getting petitions. Is there anything else on either one of those points? But Alex raised a really good one. I'm not sure I had that on there, that you want to make sure that your volunteers report back to you regularly.
Sure. I guess you could draw. You could like draw a stick and see you, me or Miriam, to get the ones from the registrar.
I'm gonna send Miriam an authorization that's gonna have both of your names on it, and you and Miriam are gonna decide who's gonna go.
Do they have a limit on how many petitions we can have? Like,
you can copy a million petitions. You're gonna your registrar. If you get them from your registrar will give you a few. If you get them from me, I will email you one. But they might want you to just have the one that Cindy takes out or that I take out here or whatever.
Sure.
You can make copies, and we want you to make a lot of copies. Because we need 10 signatures, and there's only 10 on a petition.
And make the copies before you sign one. Make the copies before you sign it.
Right. Make the copies.
Every year somebody screws up on that.
Not only that, make the copies before you sign it, and make the copies before you put the county on the front, because you may collect, in other words, you may run into people who come from Santa Cruz or who come from San Francisco, especially if you'll be in a college town, you know, you're doing campuses. You're going to have students who are registered to vote all over the place. They have to be registered in California. But you can collect on separate petitions people from other counties. However, that's only legal after January 1st. So wait a few days for other counties. Start with your own county.
Make the petitions 2 pages back to back.
Yeah, it's gonna be back to back.
I know I'm gathering signatures for the marijuana initiative, and it's like bigger than an 8.5 by 11 page.
Right.
Should I just go to Kinko's and to copy, because they might have like special custom.
Ours is 8.5 by 11.
Really? Oh, cool.
If you open the attachment I sent you, you'll see back to back what a petition looks like. It says Marsha Feinland, U.S. Senator, 2012, but that's just the one. That's the one I have. Don't use that one. Wait till you get the one for Cindy Sheehan. I just sent you that so you would see that on the front, in the middle, is where you put, it says, I am a resident of Blah County. That's for your signers, not for you. So you can put San Diego, if they're from San Diego, if you get a bunch of people from L.A., put L.A. there. Then on the back...
I guess it's a little different than the marijuana thing, because it's an initiative for the ballot, and this is a candidacy.
Right.
So they look a little different.
Definitely looks different. Then on the back, it has where you fill out all your information. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you'll...
Hey, Marcia?
Yes.
You send my stuff to Rieger, since I can't open attachments.
Yeah, but you know what these look like, CT. You've been using...
No, I know. I'm just saying, you send mine to...
Yeah, I will.
Your...
Oh, you mean your, when I get Cindy's?
Right, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will send it. I was going to send it to readers anyway, but I think that you can open attachments. I think you just have to learn how.
I used to do it, but I can't anymore.
Oh, okay. So, Alex, if you got the agenda that I sent today, look at the attachments, and you'll see where the the petitions in lieu of filing, so you'll see what it looks like.
Sure. Okay. I see them.
Okay, good. All right, so send CTs to... I'll remember that. Okay, so now I'm going to go to number 3. Important points about petitioning. But first I'm going to drink a little water. So if anyone else has another question, jump right in. Okay, so we've talked about some of this. Separate by county. You cannot mix counties on a petition. collecting in other counties becomes legal January 1st. It was a gray area before. I actually got them to accept ones for me that other people collected in the county they didn't live in, but it was so much trouble to argue with them that it's really not worth it. Just wait till January 1st for the other counties. And make sure that if you live in, say you're Alex and you live in San Diego County, and you collect and you go to UCLA and you collect signatures there after January 1st, because school doesn't start yet anyway, when you look at the back, make sure when it says the petition in lieu of filing fee signatures were obtained between month and day and month and day, that you don't put a date that's before January 1st, 2014 for other counties, okay? Because they have to. We want it to be legal. We don't want to waste our effort by doing things that don't come out right. Filling out the form properly. These are really things I'm stressing to you because you need to stress them to your volunteers. Most of you know this stuff. So, in other words, the county, the front will say, I, the undersigned signer for Cindy C. and candidate for nomination for the office of U.S. Senate of governor to be voted for at the primary election. It won't be a presidential primary election on June 3rd, 2013. I am a resident of blank county. That's the county for your signers. It's always a good idea to write the county across the bottom so that you'll remember. You won't get dinged for that. That's perfectly fine. Then on the back, when you do the affidavit, that's where you give your own information. Filling out the form proper. Voter registration forms. First of all, make sure you get voter registration forms and take them with you. And voter registration forms, even if they have a county at the top of them, people from other counties can use those forms. Just try to turn them in at the right county, and even if you don't, if you mail them, like say you have forms that come from San Diego, you mail them to your San Diego registrar and it's for somebody in LA, they'll send it to the right county. Now, when you register new voters so that they can sign these petitions, it's a law that you have to send your voter registration forms in within 3 days. But please keep a copy. Make copies of those voter registration forms before you mail them. The voter registration form has a number. It's either in the upper corner or the lower corner. It's in red. I forgot where it is. You're going to record that number in the space on your petition. I don't remember whether it's the right side or the left side. I have to remember. Does anyone remember that? You can use one of those sides. I actually sometimes just use them on the outside. I don't put it in either box, but I put it right outside the box. Record the number of your new registration. Please remember to do that. Because a lot of times the registrars take a long time to enter new registrations, and you might be turning in a petition, even though you mailed your registration in 2 weeks before. When you take in your petition, the registrar may not have entered that registration yet. So you want to make sure you have the number on the petition for the new registration, and give your registrar another copy of the new, say, these are all the new registrations I mailed in, here are the copies. So actually you should make two copies so you can keep one in. Make sure make two copies, turn one in with your petition for anyone you register. And we would like you to register people into the Peace and Freedom Party. Because part of our effort is to stay on the ballot, and we need to raise our registration. However, anyone can sign, any registered voter in any party can sign or circulate these petitions. So you can get volunteers who are not in the Peace and Freedom Party. You can get signers who are not in the Peace and Freedom Party as long as they're registered to vote in California. Oh, make sure they use their right address as registered to vote. If they move, they need a new voter registration form. And you need to make sure that you turn that in, because if you turn it in, they put one address and the registrar has a different address, they won't accept that signature. Yeah.
Marcia?
Yeah. Who is
that? Sorry, it's Natalie. I actually have to get off the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I just have to get off the phone right now, but I will listen to the rest of the recording, and I'm sure Dick or Frank or whoever can talk about the State Insurance Commissioner campaign a little bit
okay.
more, but I will make sure the authorization papers get to everyone, and I'm going Friday to take out my papers, so we should be okay with that.
It'll be the 27th?
What?
The first day you can take them out is Friday the 27th.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I will remember to send you those addresses. If I don't, please make sure that you email me and bug me about it. And I will send you a link to the recording.
Cool. Thank you.
Great, Natalie. Thanks for being on the call.
CT sec.
So I forgot where I was. Go ahead, CT. Tell me where I was and then talk.
you were talking about the affidavit of registration that you put the number on the petition. I always put that number in red, and I usually get about a 99% validation. And the red just seems to stand out. And then I staple the second copy to the petition itself. Another thing that I was just told today is that I guess they finally have decided that any 18-year-old can circulate the petition. They don't have to be a registered voter. They just have to be 18 years old.
Right, so you mean they don't have to be a citizen?
I guess. Maybe that's what it means. I didn't even think to ask that question.
Find out if they have to be a citizen. So I don't know why any 18-year-old wouldn't be registered to vote. You know, yeah.
Maybe they're a felon or something. I don't know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, please get more information on that. That's really important.
Okay, I will.
One thing that you need to know is that people can register to vote before their 18th birthday as long as they will be 18 before the next election wherever they live. So in other words, if you live somewhere where there's going to be a March election or an April election for something, and you find some 17-year-olds who will be 18 before that, but they're just not 18 yet, they can register to vote, and I believe they can sign petitions. It's because it just says they're registered to vote. If they're going to be 18 after March, but before June, they can't because you have an election. Wait, let me finish. You have an election in March. But if you don't have another election till the June primary, then 17-year-olds who are going to be 18 before that June primary can register to vote and sign petitions.
Marcia?
Yes.
Their voter registration technically doesn't actually take effect until their birthday.
Oh.
It's possible that some of them might be counted by accident, so go ahead and get the signatures. But they shouldn't be signing as circulating because that could invalidate a whole slew of signatures.
Oh, so we don't want any 17-year-olds circulating the petition. If they sign it, it doesn't matter so much. It's just one signature that's no good. But we want to register them anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead and register them and give them literature because they might want to run around and they might want more, you know, they might want to help with the campaign. We certainly want everybody to help.
Now, remember, too, that when we turn in the in lieu signatures, if we have some invalid ones, we have some weeks to make those up.
Right. I was going to cross that bridge.
That's a good reason to get a 17-year-old to go ahead and sign.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Your bad signatures are almost as good as your good ones. Take them later. And so this is just the first filing period that ends February 20th. Then there's another period where you can collect signatures to make up for your bad ones. But I thought maybe there's so many horrendous details on tonight's call, I'm trying to limit it to the ones we have to deal with right now. All right, so that was record, send it in immediately, keep a copy, record the number. So that's all important points about petitioning. Is there anything else on number 3 that people want to comment on or ask about? All right, I hear little beeps like someone's on. Okay, I'm going once, going twice. I'm going to move to the next topic, but if someone just didn't unmute in time, please let me know, interrupt me, and we'll go back to number three. As long as you can remind me of where I was. Number four, turning in petitions. Okay, it says here, find out how your registrar wants you to do it. My voter registrar in Alameda County loves me to turn them in weekly. As long as there's as long as I have at least one full petition. Some registrars don't want you to turn them in till near the end of the filing period, or they want them all at once. So you need to ask your registrar what they want. We want our registrars to be nice to us and to like us. So just do it. Turn them in as your registrar wants you to, either piecemeal every now and then or all at once. Keep the receipts. When you turn in the petitions, usually the registrar will copy them for you and give you the copies and also give you a receipt on how many you turned in. Please keep all that. If your registrar is not going to make you copies, then you'll want to make your own copies before you turn them in. Because I'm going to be asking you, well, for one thing, you want to keep your receipts just in case your registrar at the end says you only turned in 100 signatures and you know you turned in 1,000. You want to be able to say, look, on these days I turned in all these things. So keep your receipts. But also I will be asking you for reports on how many you turned in. They'll also give you reports on how many were good and how many were not good. And then you'll get to make up the bad ones later. So the next thing is other counties' petitions. I think we talked about that. If you have petitions from other counties, I would like it. CT said he'll just send them to someone in the other county. I kind of want to keep track of this. So if you're going to do that, turn them in your own county. You might turn some in, like Maureen, it might turn some in Santa Cruz and turn some in Monterey. So you'll report to me how many you turned in Santa Cruz and how many you turned in Monterey. You might mail some to CT and have CT mail turn them in Sacramento. I kind of want to, I'm afraid of getting double reports, so we'll have to figure that out. Maureen might say, I sent 3 full petitions with 30 signatures to CT to turn in Sacramento. And CT might tell me, I turned in 13 petitions. I don't know if it's 10 and Maureen's 3 or his own. So you're going to need to report that to me. The easiest thing to do is to send me the ones from out of your county, and I'll send them to the right person. It's double postage and double work, but I think it might work better. But I'm not convinced on that. We might communicate with each other and decide how we want to do that. But we'll have to develop a system for turning in petitions for other counties. There are going to be people who sign in counties like Modoc or Humboldt. I probably will have some people in Humboldt, but, with the Delmore or, I don't know, somewhere far away where no one's going to take the trip to turn them in. Some registrars, I found out when on my campaign, some registrars will let you mail them in and some won't. And some of them were really nice. I mailed them in and they sent me back copies of what they'd received from me. So just send them to me and I'll mail them to the counties, or we'll figure out a system for that. If you only have one signature from a county, it's not worth the postage. So, because the signatures aren't really worth that much money by themselves. They're worth a whole lot all put together. But it's worth it to us to just know that we did it. We want to accept people. If they want to sign, we'll give them a petition to sign and worry about how many signatures we have on that petition later. And then the last one is report to coordinator. Your petitioners, your volunteers should be reporting to you what they did. Hopefully, I would really like it if they bring you what they did and you turn them in. But that might not be possible. You might have volunteers that live way close to the registrar and they have an agreement with the registrar to turn them in. But please get the information from them and report to me. So basically, we have a little chain of command here. Actually, Cindy's the boss, but I'm running this petition gathering thing for now. So you'll have your volunteers report to you, and you will report to me what gets turned in your county. And it's really important for us to know how we're doing. Now, for Natalie's campaign, that we'll have to talk to Dick. I'm not coordinating Natalie's campaign. I'm helping, but I'll coordinate Natalie's campaign in Alameda County if you want me to, because I'm doing Cindy's campaign here, but I don't want to have to deal with multiple campaigns. So maybe at some point, Richard or Frank or someone will tell us how to report Natalie's signatures, how you want to do that. And now I'm done with number four, and I'll take questions and comments.
Am I muted?
No. I hear you, whoever you are.
Okay, no, this is Dick Bricker. Yeah, we'll figure out who the coordinator is for Natalie's campaign.
And some of our regional coordinators that are on this call will be Natalie's regional coordinators, and some won't. And we'll have to figure, you know, I mean, I think they'll all do it, but I don't know for sure. We'll just have to find out. Because as some, you know, as we kind of cast a wide net, we are going to get people who have heard of Cindy Sheehan and never heard of Natalie. And you may have some people who want to do Natalie and not do Cindy. So hopefully we'll coordinate it and do them both together. But we're not going to turn down anybody's work because they won't do both.
Right. I mean, we can definitely do San Francisco, Sacramento, Santa Clara, and Los Angeles.
You mean for Natalie?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it would be, and if you can do Alameda for Natalie, that would be great. And you know, I think it's harder for people to collect two petition signatures, but it's not terrible. And hopefully, people will do it.
Some of us are used to doing steps.
Right.
But you're right. When we need 10,000 signatures, it's different than when we need 150, like we used to. That's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
John from San Jose.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Is there still any paid petitioning going on? The reason I ask is that there's one volunteer or potential volunteer down here who would be interested in doing that.
Okay, we are not having...
Yes, there is.
Wait a second, CT.
Okay.
There is not any paid petitioning for Cindy Sheehan for governor. The reason is those signatures are worth about 30 cents each. We need 10,000 signatures and the filing fee is 3,000 something. So we can't pay people $1 a signature, and no one's going to do it for 30 cents for a dime a signature. There is some paid, CT will talk about, there is some paid voter registration possible. But we don't, statewide, Peace and Freedom Party, I believe at this point, does not have money. We try to raise money and spend money for statewide voter registration. Right now, we've pretty much run out the account. Sacramento County may have some money for paid signature gathering. Go ahead for registration, but not for these petitions. It's not cost effective. Go ahead, CT.
No, I just thought he was asking. I was between mute and unmute. Didn't hear it all. I thought he was asking whether or not there were any paid petitions going on out there that we could do our free petition along with the paid petition.
Was that what you meant, John?
Yes.
Oh, so what you want to know is if there are other petitions for other things like propositions that people can get paid to do?
No, I'm talking about registration for Peace and Freedom Party.
Right. There may be paid work for registration for Peace and Freedom Party. I don't know what the state of that is. Last I knew, we owed money to the petition gatherers.
Yeah, that's
Marcia, this is Kevin.
That's true in Sacramento.
This is Kevin. We expect to be up and down on that. There's supposed to be some contributions coming in, but at this point, the contributions coming in will basically bring us dead even. unless we get more contributions. If we get sufficient money, several thousand dollars ahead, we'll definitely announce it to everybody who's doing the petitioning. But until then, assume that we don't have the money to spare to pay additional people to register voters.
Okay.
All right, anything else on number four, turning in?
Yeah, Dave, this is Dave Kavlicek.
Go ahead.
In the past, at least in Santa Clara County, they would leave you phone messages to tell you about the how many are good and bad. In other counties, you need to call them and ask or go into their counter to ask. So if you want reports on that, people should make an effort to find out what the procedure is for finding that out.
Thank you, Dave. That's good. Actually, what I was thinking about was just reporting the raw numbers, because I figure we can make up the bad ones later. But it is also good to find out, I guess, because when I go to Alameda County, because I go every week pretty much turning in petitions, they always tell me, they give me a report on how many were good that I had turned in the previous week. But if your registrar doesn't work like that, we have a really wonderful relationship with our registrar. If your registrar doesn't work like that, then Dave is right. You'll have to ask your registrar how you can find out how many were good. Thanks, Dave, for that. Anything else? All right, I'm going to go on to number five, auxiliary materials, which I see I either spelled wrong or didn't even say. Yeah, other materials. You need voter registration forms, and you can get those from your county registrar. And if you ask for more than a certain amount, I think you can get up to 40 without filling out a request. And after that, you have to fill out a little piece of paper. So I always go in and ask for 39 at a time. C.T. Weber got thousands of them from, so I have a whole lot from C.T., thousands of them from the state voter registrar, and those are good anywhere in the state. Like I said, the ones you get at your county registrar are good all over the state too, but they are addressed to your county registrar. But you can use them for people from other counties. Candidate literature. We need to make more literature, and I'm assuming that there will be literature for the Natalie Hrisky for Insurance Commissioner campaign, and I was going to try to make something with Cindy and Natalie that just says sign the petitions, but I haven't got to that yet. So we need candidate literature, and we should get you candidate literature. And sometimes we may just say download it and copy it until we get to the printer and make some more. Because right now we don't have a whole lot of literature left. But you should have candidate literature with you. And I can send you something you can copy probably. Or there's stuff on Cindy's website that you can copy. Talking points. So that's another thing we also don't have yet. So I'll be asking, does anyone want to work on the talking points? But I need to talk to Cindy about that. I mean, Cindy might want to have something to say about that too. But it should be really brief. Don't you want to, it's time for a governor that doesn't, that's serious about ending poverty. It's time to have a governor that really wants to fix the environment. It's time to have a governor that's against fracking. You know, just some real, like, sound bites are the best talking points. And also, there are easily 100,000 people in the state who will sign these petitions. So you don't need to spend a lot of time talking to people who don't want to sign it. You want to get the people who want to sign it. And later we'll work on campaigning and convincing the people who don't want to vote for Cindy to vote for her. But this is the time to just get those signatures of the people who want to sign it. That's what I think anyway. And now I'm going to turn this over to the group.
Maureen Stack.
Go ahead, Maureen.
Let's see, what was the one? There's two things under here. Well, on the candidate literature, I wanted to let you know that I still have probably 100 of the lavender leaflet, and then which we're going to use, but if somebody's desperate for something to start with and wants me to just put, if you you'll probably come up with something. So, but if someone's desperate for some, I could probably send them some. The talking points, I think one thing that is really important is to point out that Cindy has a chance to come in second and to really have a true true debate in you know, in after the primary. And the other thing is, you know, Brown is especially, well, he's horrible on a lot of things, but it might be a really good point to bring up his attitude on prisons and prisoners and who should go to jail and his vehement opposition to changing three strikes, something along the, you know, how he supports the prison industrial complex. Just a suggestion.
That's good. Thanks, Maureen. And actually, you're going to see what this important topic is to the venue where you are, basically. You know, at some places it might be fracking, at some places it might be the prisons, at some places it might be poverty or health care or, you know, whatever the issue you think is where you're collecting.
Yeah, but we should should have a list of them that we can, you know, use.
Are you interested in working on the list?
Well, yeah, I'm interested in making the suggestions. I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to do the final product, though.
No, I'm not talking about the final product. I mean just sending...
Oh, yes, I am. Then the answer's yes.
Okay, great.
And I'm going back on
whenever you have good ideas, don't assume I remember them.
Okay, then I'll have to write stuff down and send it to you.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
And I may not be the one who makes the literature on King Matt, but I may very well be. all right. Anybody else on auxiliary materials? We need stuff for Natalie Ritchie, too.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Dick.
Okay. This is Dick Tucker again. We're having actually a street meeting on Friday that Natalie will be speaking at a 24th Mission. I know we're not at the petitioning stage yet, but it's on universal health care, so a lot of people are going to be speaking, including people from the single payer campaign. But I think that the point about having you know, catchphrases is very good. Probably her, our petitioners for her will be saying, you know, support an independent candidate who sends her universal health care, health care for all, or candidates, because of course we're going to be doing both of them. And also, I think the point about not getting in big discussions with people. They don't want to sign or they don't want to sign, because that's the stage of the campaign, is getting the signatures.
That's right, exactly. Thank you. Okay. So also, Dick, send me some of your points that you think
are good.
But, you know, even on the literature we have for Cindy, we definitely have bullet points that are probably the ones that we'll want to use. And Cindy will come up with some more that she wants to use.
Yeah, CT stack.
Go ahead, CT.
I mean, it's probably more for later in the campaign, but once, because like Kevin mentioned, we may have an AG candidate or we may have something else or whatever, but once we get our candidates, we should probably have a party piece that says, you know, these are our two or our three or whatever candidates that we have, and cover them all in a piece of literature.
Absolutely. That's something for the communications committee and something I was supposed to do a long time ago, but we didn't really have all our candidates yet. So, all right. Definitely keep that in mind. Thank you. So, auxiliary, anything else on materials, or I'm going to move on to support. Okay, so the first thing under support is supporting and communicating with each other. Like I said, I've been really paranoid in sending blind copies, and I think it's crazy. So I'm going to start bearing everybody's email address so you guys can communicate with each other. So I'm going to start doing that in, say, 2 days. so that you can, so that I'll give people a day to tell me they don't want me to share their email. And eventually we'll do an email and a phone list for all the coordinators. But we're going to be getting more people on there, and some, you know, we're going to be getting new people, so I don't know how people feel about it. So maybe I don't want you to tell me now. I want you to send me an email just because I won't remember. I'm trying to type things down, but I might not remember. So I think I don't have John Britton's and Frank Lara's email and Mike in Los Angeles. So maybe, Dick, could you send them my email address and have them email me or send me their email addresses or something like that? Somebody in PSL should tell me all the coordinators' email addresses. I have Natalie's and I have Richard's, and I don't know if Ron Holiday's doing this anymore. I have his. I have anyone who was ever on the State Central Committee, but not anybody else. Sharing emails and phone numbers. So we'll develop a list like that. Then I have buddy system with a question mark. We have some new coordinators here. I know Alex is new, but he'll be buddying with Miriam Clark in San Diego. There's a new person in Marin, and she's already hooked up with Kat and Bob Richards. I have a new person out in El Dorado County, and I'm hoping CT or somebody in Sacramento can communicate with her. So I just want to make sure that people are willing to get a buddy, you know, be a mentor to somebody who is not sure what they're doing. I think a buddy system would work really well. So I'll try to hook people together, or you can tell me that you're willing to do one, or you that you need a buddy. Volunteers to help develop, we already did that. We need volunteers to develop some of this needed material that we talked about. The talking points, the trading instruction sheet, because it would be really better if I didn't feel like I had to do it all, because I might not get it done as fast as we need it. If people feel like their writing skills aren't that great, but they have really good ideas, I'm a pretty good editor, and also we have Michelle, who's Cindy's editor, who's working on the campaign, and I think she's probably willing to do some of that, too. She just couldn't be on the call tonight. So if you want to volunteer to help develop needed material, you don't have to be perfect, but tell me just send ideas if you've got some. And I'm done with support. I'll take questions and comments.
Maureen, this is Cindy. Marcia, this is Cindy. Can I go on the staff?
Cindy?
Yeah, Cindy Sheehan.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, Marcia, thank you so much for moderating this call and for coordinating the signature drive. It's a big job, but I think that we have a lot of good people involved in it, and you especially, you have a lot of experience with this. And I just want to thank everybody who is on the call and everybody who couldn't make it but will be listening to the call for your involvement in the campaign. And, of course, Marcia's a go-to person for signature gathering, but I'm always available. Well, I'm not always available, but I will, you know, try to be available if anybody has any questions about me or for me or whatever. You know, especially for these regional coordinators, if you all would like to have an event in your county where I come and speak, and we have like a big gathering to collect signatures and registrants for the Peace and Freedom Party, get with us, and we'd like to try and work something out about that. So we're just, you know, hoping that, like Maureen Smith said from Santa Cruz, that we can come in second, and we can, our motto now is second place wins a race, and if we come in second, that means everybody gets to hear our program, and the more people, I think, that get to hear our program will jump on board with this campaign. So Jerry Brown should be crapping his pants right now, and I hope he is. So anyway, that's all I have. I'll just, you know, stay and listen, and just want to thank everybody for their work.
Great. Thank you, Cindy, and thank you for the good words for everybody. I really appreciate that. So anybody else have either something for number 6 on support, or since that's the last item that I remember to put on the agenda, raise any other questions or concerns now? And also do know that there will be a link. I will send it to people. I know that people that weren't on the call needed. Anybody else who wants to support?
This is Dick Becker. Dick.
Go ahead, Dick.
Okay, I just wanted to, this is not specifically about the statewide campaigns, but I wanted to just let people know that Frank Lara is going to be running against Pelosi.
Oh, great.
In the 12th Congressional District, and we will, of course, be seeking the endorsement of Peace and Freedom Party for that. So that's just an FYI.
Great.
But I think it's an exciting one.
And this is Cindy Sheehan. Anybody else have anything to add before we conclude? Great, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Marcia.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. And,
thanks, Cindy.
Happy Festivus or whatever you all do.
We didn't schedule another call, but I'm not sure we need one. We can just decide later. Okay. So we're going to sign off now. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Goodbye.